The number of very small farms has increased rapidly in recent years. Very large farms are also on the rise and now account for most of U.S. agricultural production. But farms in the middle, medium-sized, self-sustaining family farms, well, they have declined dramatically. So does that mean the farmer of the future will be either the benefactor of an enormous family operation or the owner of a marginal hobby or lifestyle operation? Not necessarily. A few people are finding ways to break into mid-level production agriculture. Wrapping up Harvest Public Media's week-long series on the farmer of the future, Frank Morris spoke to one of them.
A few years ago, things were going smoothly for Eric Neal and his family.
I was a construction superintendent for a fantastic company.
Neal was making good money, traveling the country, running challenging job sites, but he wasn't satisfied.
I decided that I wanted to be a farmer. I've always wanted to be a farmer, and so we met with an extension agent and just challenged him to tell us how we could make a living off of our farm and no other way.
That is a tall order. Small farms don't tend to support themselves with just the commodities they produce. Enormous farms do, but it takes a fortune in land and equipment to get one going. The number of big operations has grown as successful producers build super-efficient mega farms. And as Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack pointed out in Kansas City a couple of years ago, mid-sized farms are meanwhile vanishing fast.
10 years ago, we had 110,000 dairy producers. Today, we have about 65,000. Everybody satisfied with those trends?
Eric Neal wasn't. He decided to plunge in, to switch gears in his mid-40s, and try to make a go of it as a grazing dairyman.
Come on, boss! Come on! These girls are getting some new grass.
Neal's 120 or so cows live outside all year round on the gentle rolling pastures south of Kansas City near Freeman, Missouri. Walking a lot and living mostly on grass, Neal's cows produce less milk than their grain-fed, barn-housed cousins in megadairies. But the costs are lower, too.
It's how to get started, because it doesn't take as much money. It is that simple. A low-input business model.
As long as it rains. If it doesn't, Neal's grass withers, and so do his profits. He has to buy feed. In the milk barn, Neal works fast and efficiently, marching cows into position, feeding them, placing suction cups under each udder, dodging cow poop, treating the udders, cleaning up, and moving on. He does this twice a day.
When I'm really on my game, I can milk 100 cows in an hour by myself.
The work just about never stops around here, and the whole family has to chip in. Neal's wife, Julie Neal, looks back fondly on her days before agriculture.
You don't know what you have until it's gone. I mean, I had a really easy life.
Now, like most farm wives, Neal has chores. Lots of them. In the spring, she nurses dozens and dozens of calves, mixing, hauling, and feeding sometimes 80 gallons of formula a day. She cleans the barns, builds fences, and runs the house. She also keeps the books and sometimes struggles to make them balance.
It is hard and it's stressful, but we're very proud of what we do.
And these days, a lot more people seem to appreciate it.
My old man, that old man, spent his life living off the land. Dirty hands and a clean soul.
I heard I'm not sure which country song it was, but the line, dirty hands and a clean soul, really, I heard that and it really kind of hit me.
Callaway Neal, the Neal's older son, is heading to the University of Missouri this fall to study ag economics. Callaway says living and working on a real farm distinguishes he and his brother, Carter, in lots of ways.
It definitely has advantages. I mean, I'm known at school, and Carter is too, as, you know, dairy kids. We're the kids who sometimes leave at lunch because the cows get out, and that's a big deal.
When they're here, they really don't like being a dairy farmer that much. But when they get a mile from here, man, they are some dairy farming dudes. They are dairy farmers to the core.
And Eric Neal is hoping the mystique will draw at least one of his two boys back to the farm after college. Family's kicking around some ideas about how they might be able to market their milk more profitably in the future. For now, though, Neal's just proud to be making it in the food production business.
It's not supposed to work. It's not supposed to work. It's supposed to be a thing of the past, not a thing of the future. We're supposed to be a tourist attraction instead of a viable business.
Neil would like to see a lot more people defying a 100-year trend and stepping back into production agriculture. He'd be the first to tell you, though, that making it in this business takes planning, dedication, money, luck, and a lot of hard work. Frank Morris, Harvest Public Media.